Andy Warhol created pop art using images as ordinary as Campbell's soup can labels and as glamorous as faces of Marilyn Monroe and Elizabeth Taylor. But he also created superstar personas, starting with himself. On this week's News and Views, we consider the excitement at Warhol's first solo museum opening in 1965. It was at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Philadelphia, which is now hosting an exhibition looking back on that night. ICA curatorial fellow Virginia Solomon says Sam Green, the ICA director at the time, sent out invitations adorned with soup can labels and put his publicity machine into high gear.
The way that Sam was able to use the Warholian observations about the potential for art to be a popular culture event, there was sort of this perfect storm confluence that happened on this night that was as much, I think, Sam Green's publicity acumen as it was Warhol's artistic acumen.
After a boom mic had fallen through one of the paintings during a crowded preview party the night before, Green had decided to take down nearly all of the art to protect it at the opening. Sam Schnittman, one of 12 University of Pennsylvania student curators of the current show, says by the time Andy Warhol showed up, with actress Edie Sedgwick on his arm, more than 2,000 people had crowded into what is now the Fisher Fine Arts Library.
And when they come, they're not there for the art, because there's no art on the wall. You know, there's a picture here or there, but they're there to see Andy and Edie.
Faced with a mob and only a handful of security guards, Warhol and his companions climbed a corner staircase, but the exit at the top had been sealed. Trapped, Warhol and Sedgwick engaged the crowd from the top of the stairs.
So Edie is dancing, and they were passing cans of Campbell's soup up to him to be signed. And after 4 hours, eventually, several grad students were able to axe their way through the ceiling, and they escaped through the library's rare book stacks over the ceiling and then out to where the police could protect them.
On the next News and Views, interpreting that night. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. On the opening night of Andy Warhol's first solo museum show at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Philadelphia, his paintings had been taken off the wall to protect them from the crowd. On this week's News and Views, we consider how Warhol combined pop art and celebrity. Faced with a mob of fans, Warhol, accompanied by actress Edie Sedgwick, had climbed a staircase in the corner of the room from which they engaged the crowd for 4 hours. ICA curatorial fellow Virginia Solomon says the night marked a turning point in Warhol's career.
That Andy and Edie are able to hold their attention to the degree that they are signals the shift wherein the art object stops being the painting and starts actually being Warhol and the people that Warhol is able to make and put in the public eye.
A current exhibition at the ICA is the culmination of student research on that night. The 24 works displayed include sketches by Warhol, a blouse and a lithograph made with repeated images of S&H green stamps, and photographs of the preview party and the opening night. Student curator Sam Schnittman says the crowd included an eclectic mix of students and high society types.
You have all these students dancing next to all these upper-class women in all these gowns, and these students are wearing jeans.
The staircase that went nowhere on which Warhol spent the evening is recalled by a new sculpture by artist Alex de Corte. Perched high on the wall is a section of staircase filled with flowers, which de Corte painted with conditioner, shampoo, and soda.
They present like an idea of like celebrity or something like that, but they're actually fake flowers. They smell fragrant, but they're plastic. And I think that sort of feels a lot like Warhol. You know, he was sort of a plastic idea of himself at that point, or the image of celebrity. And there's something kind of interesting about like the human bit of him maybe hiding from like this superstardom that is his work.
On the next News and Views, Warhol's next decades. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. At Andy Warhol's first solo museum opening at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Philadelphia in 1965, the artist was as big a draw as his artwork. On this week's News and Views, as an ICA exhibition looks back on that night, we consider how Warhol connected the worlds of art and celebrity. After the ICA show, Warhol continued to work and nurture his own fame as well as that of people he described as superstars. His studio in New York was called The Factory, which ICA curatorial fellow Virginia Solomon describes as a gathering place for a variety of people.
From society kids to drag queens. There'd be crazy parties where all kinds of stuff would happen. It was this sort of cultural capital, if you will, that is getting produced through this factory.
Warhol made art from images in newspapers and other media. Artist Alex DeCorte, who has created a new sculpture for the exhibition now at the ICA, says Warhol responded to what he saw.
So if it was soup that he saw every day, then he made something about soup. Like, I think for him it was really direct. If the headline flooded the newspapers, he just observed it and then was saying that just to make it bigger makes you kind of reconsider it.
He befriended younger artists, including Jean-Michel Basquiat, promoted rock bands like the Velvet Underground, and brought others into the production of films and other art. While he was criticized by the art establishment for mixing commerce and art, Virginia Solomon says he provoked new ways of thinking about what art could be and paved the way for new expressions like performance and video art.
The fact that Warhol was taking images from popular culture was certainly a shift, but by highlighting the artist itself as something that was made, he sort of pointed to another truth.
Warhol's extraordinary museum opening, in which he was trapped on a staircase for 4 hours, is celebrated in That's How We Escaped, Reflections on Warhol, now at the Institute of Contemporary Art in West Philadelphia through August 7th. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.